Well, in the city, there's been mixed reaction to the Chancellor's budget. Mr. Osborne unveiling measures to boost the income of pensioners and savers, increasing the annual allowance for tax-free ISAs, as well as announcing a bond aimed at pensioners and announcing that pensions will no longer require annuities. The amount people earn before they're taxed has also gone up, and Mr. Osborne's also frozen petrol duty and cut a further 1p from a pint of beer, where the price of cigarettes goes up. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of global forex broker Alpari, James Hughes. And James, there are some winners and losers today.
Yes, there are winners and losers in the budget, but I think, to be perfectly honest, there are more winners than there are losers. And this seems to be a budget which is being pretty well received by the majority of people. And, of course, the people that are being affected the most, on a positive side, are pensioners and are savers. And this is the first time for a long time we've seen savers being helped out. Of course, continuously low interest rates for a long time severely affect those who save money, and now it seems that we're starting to help them out by increasing the amount people can put into an ISA from £11,000 to £15,000. So that's going to be seen as a very positive thing going forward. There's also helping those lower earners and those higher earners as well, as was expected, moving the threshold before you pay tax to £10,500. It's going to be seen as very much a budget to help out the savers to start off with, help out the pensioners who have been very much hit on the other side. But also it was, as we expected, a very much a pat on the back for George Osborne to say, look how well we've done at recovering the economy and look at what a strong position we're in.
And as far as the losers are concerned, James, big losses for pension and insurance companies.
Yes, big losses there due to the fact that pensioners can now get hold of their money a lot earlier than people usually would have been able to. So they're giving access to people's pensions. So it means a lot of these pension companies, insurance companies, won't be able to sit on the cash which is in there. That's now going to be accessible by the general public. So we're seeing huge falls in the likes of Legal & General and other pension and investment firms like that on the FTSE 100 today. And that's what's leading the FTSE 100 down this afternoon.
And it wasn't one of Mr. Miliband's finest hours, really, his response to Mr. Osborne. Possibly he was caught by surprise following those announcements about pensions and savings.
We thought it was going to be a pretty bland budget, to be perfectly honest, because we didn't expect to see any real fireworks. George Osborne pulled the rabbit out of the hat at the end with his help to savers, and that really did leave Ed Miliband stuck, because he didn't really know how to react to that with his pre-planned response to the budget. So overall, I think definitely Mr. Osborne's come out on top in this one, and it looks like it's going to be seen as a very positive budget.
And one more budget before the general election next year, and you'd expect perhaps more giveaways next time around.
Well, I would imagine what the plan is from George Osborne and the government at the moment would be to look where we are at the moment and look at the positive signs that have come out of today's budget, but also look at how well the economy has been performing. We're expecting to see that continue to perform well. The GDP predictions for inflation and unemployment, we're all very positive. So the fact that the economy is performing well now is likely to be performing even better by the time we get to next year and we get to the election. But he may well have been saving some real big heavy-hitting things till next budget, which would be, of course, only a few months before the general public go to the polls.